Him?
Your first friend. Show them how it's done.
So here's Ham.
This segment sponsored.
Are we not sponsored yet?
No.
Oh. I thought the way he pulled the mic over that he was going to have
maybe
something
for Ham. One day.
How is this prime real estate not sponsored by somebody?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want their business associated
show
with
what
this high-quality content?
Show them what they're missing.
Knock it out of the park, Ham. Go ahead.
Lots of ways we could take this. We could do the Micah Parsons King's Ransom trade possibilities.
Nope, that's next segment.
British Hank Aaron voicing the still-living Luca's ghost, who's allegedly haunting at the American Airlines Center.
Did you
exacting
say,
his portrayal.
I'm sorry, did you say British Hank Aaron? What do you mean when you didn't explain that at all?
Yeah, it's kind of a flyby there.
What does that mean?
So when we were filling in during dry dock, the joke was... What was the joke?
You know how this is going to go over. We already told other people and they didn't
laugh. It wasn't funny. Essentially, I assigned a British accent to Hank Aaron.
It's a dead Hank Aaron.
And he sounded like he was Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And so have been threatening off air doing a British Hank Aaron as a character.
From the grave.
From the grave.
Don't worry, P1s. You don't have a brain tumor. It's not that funny to you. You're probably like, why am I not laughing like I'm supposed to?
But yeah, Luca's ghost could be haunting the American Airlines Center, exacting his revenge on the players that Nico and the Dumonts traded for. Or I could talk about customer service Ham, who last week had to endure customer service and trying to get his car out of repair shop for a problem the repair shop caused.
Okay.
We're not doing any of that.
Oh. Then what are we doing? Because you're just kind of looking
instead,
at it.
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
We're going to pivot to a news story that I was going to do in news, but I wanted to flesh out a little bit more, dive deeper into it.
All right.
Dateline, Westfield, Indiana. What started with a poocher falling into an empty pond turns into heroic rescue.
A poocher. A dog?
A pup.
Heroic. Okay.
Heroic.
Okay.
Okay, that's your one stop down.
No more.
No more. Thank you. A dog chased a geese into an ice pond.
It's goose.
Yeah, a geese is weird.
All right, now your stop down is done.
I'm just... Go ahead.
A dog chased geese into an ice pond, falling in. An 18-year-old man went in to attempt to save the pup. Fell in as well.
Mm.
Luckily, they are both heard by David Fisher, a.k.a. the Rope Warrior.
David Ranch?
Not David Ranch, David Fisher. The Rope Warrior. So I'll get back to this story. Let me tell you about the Rope Warrior.
Is he related to the Liver King?
I don't know who the Liver King is. I don't have TikTok.
Was he related to the Road Warrior?
Mad Max?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about, like, the wrestler with Hawk?
The wrestler.
Who, I think, died from a heart attack after he helped lift a couch when he went to bed. True story. If I'm correct.
It's a lame way to die.
He wasn't the Bowflex guy. I think that was Chris Benoit.
Cool story.
David Fisher, back in college, wanted to be a better volleyball player. So he started jumping rope to leap higher. He liked it so much, he devoted his life to jumping the rope. He went on to volunteer at the American Heart Association, where he would jump rope at schools, assemblies, and whatnot. He became a jump roper for hire, claiming the moniker of... The Rope Warrior. Even went on to become an author, wrote children's books about jumping rope as a rope-wielding hero.
Yep.
At his peak in 2016, what is it?
There's just something funny about a jump roper for hire.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you
like
got
a jump roper hitman.
Yeah, you got guns for hire.
Like, God, dude, I'm really in a bind here. You don't know anybody that jump ropes for a living, do you?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You do? Please, dude, give
it's
me
the Rope
name
Warrior.
ASAP.
Oh, okay. At his peak in 2016, Fisher performed about 15 shows a week across the country.
15 a week?
Appearing at everything from Boy Scout events, school assemblies, to special events for world leaders. He has performed in front of presidents.
Right. What world leaders have seen him jump rope?
He performed in front of George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and also Russian President Boris Yeltsin. Like, we want the best your country has to offer. All right, This guy could jump rope really well.
Calling the jump roper.
Calling the rope warrior.
I was like, all right, is he doing this in front of the Sultan of Brunei? Like, what are we talking about here?
Is he, like, on retainer? No, he's for hire. He's like a jump roper for hire.
He's like a court jester at that point. Like, what's that guy's name? Roland the Farter? Didn't Davey do a thing on him?
Yeah.
I do remember him.
His routine features all sorts of neat rope jumping tricks.
We'll be the judge of that.
I would hope so.
He broke the Guinness World Record for doing most jumps on his backside. The rump jumps, which is jumping rope while reclining on your bottom. In 1 minute, he did 56.
Bottom.
So he's literally on his butt just going as he's jumping rope.
I think we saw him do that when we were at COSM.
Yeah, rump jumps. I believe so too.
He was not there. Those might have been his protégés. So, back to present day. Mm-hmm. Dog falls in pond. Going after geese. Guy goes in to rescue dog. Also falls in. Luckily, his neighbor is the rope warrior, who uses his patented rump jump technique to break the ice and escort them to safety.
What?
Yes! So he just...
That's awesome!
Ass blasted the ice.
He sat on the ice and broke it.
Just kidding. He actually just used the rope.
I was going to say,
I was like, how'd that work?
He's taking like 10 minutes to break the ice.
So for a moment, I had you think that.
He dropped down like a red and yellow jump rope for them to pull. I'm like, you couldn't throw down an actual rope?
No. The only ones he has available, because he's a superhero, so I imagine he has like a utility belt.
Was a jump rope.
Was a jump rope.
I'd be like, I'm freezing, but go get a more supportive rope than that.
But yeah, he heard them drowning. He had already written a story about being a rope jump warrior hero and decided to become one in real life.
Good dude.
It feels like we're missing part of the story somewhere. Yeah.
You're not. That's the thing.
So he just... Does he always walk around with a jump rope?
He was at his house.
He heard them break the glass.
No.
He swore to his wife he had never...
I'll never jump again.
But honey, I had to save this guy and his dog.
But yeah, he heard them drowning, decided, I'm going to go rescue them, grabbed his jump rope, pulled them to shore. Hero. He received the highest honor of his community, the Life-Saving Citizen Award.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, if I may bring this back to us. A couple weeks ago, as you alluded to, we were at COSM with the Broys. The Broys.
The Broys,
the
yeah.
We were with the Broys.
We call each other the Broys, yeah.
Off air, yeah. Not that Brendan been said on air, but yeah. Our very own DJ claimed if he wanted to, he could give little effort and become the greatest jump roper of all time.
That's the only way he would try to do it, is with little effort.
What a bold, untrue claim to be the greatest jump roper ever.
You claimed it.
I claimed I could do some of the moves that they were doing at the Mavericks halftime.
Which included the rump jump.
Yeah.
But you said you'd only need like...
A few months.
6 minutes to learn.
Not 6 minutes.
He said an hour, if I remember correctly.
Incorrect.
Give me an hour, I could do anything they're doing. Given the apparent powers of this man's jump roping skills.
Thank you.
I'm here to say.
Not you. He's talking about the rope warrior.
The rope warrior. He saved this man's life.
Not you, the grope warrior.
And the dog. The grope warrior.
Let's make that stick.
That's Daddy.
What kind of training is that entail?
Oh, Daddy, the grope warrior.
Brother.
So you're bringing him in front of Boris Yeltsin and the presidents. He's like, check this out.
He grabbed your wife's ass. Yeah.
Or the woman is drowning in the lake after she fell with her dog
under
the ice. Yeah. Don't save me. Anyone else save me. Except the grope warrior.
He fish hooks you the way Trump would. He'll jump that way.
If it's a man drowning, he just pretends like he doesn't see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm right in front of you.
Nah, I don't hear you. Kind of busy.
Hold your head underwater.
Anyways, based on this guy's powers as a rope warrior, I'm here to say we need to do everything at our disposal to make sure DJ becomes a jump roping superhero?
Well, I think this sounds like a good idea because last I checked the Time Waster schedule, DJ was not on that list anywhere doing any songs.
Yeah.
Man, the problem is it's such a tight...
Actually, no.
We're already eliminating songs.
We're looking to fill, from what I understand.
I don't think that's the exact opposite.
Outside of you doing performance art during one of our numbers...
Which he didn't agree to.
You got nothing else going on.
I'll be glad-handing.
I think it'd be pretty cool if he went out and did a five-minute jump rope set.
An exhibition.
Yeah.
We got plenty of 1 hours for you to train for.
What would the P1s think if he went out there and just started jump roping for
five minutes of my best jump roping moves?
And we just have, like, the gayest Richard Simmons song playing in the background. And you're doing the side-to-side. And
crisscross.
Yeah. And we bring out George and Donnie, and they're double-dutching
with
you.
They can jump
through. I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Honestly, that sounds better than... anything else I could probably do up there.
But as a jump rope superhero, his kryptonite is lack of doing anything. Lack of interest. He doesn't care about anything.
Well, I'm saying we're giving you this. We're giving you the purpose.
Yeah.
And you got literally 2 weeks.
Can you do it for the P1?
Yeah, don't do it for us. Don't do it for yourself.
Yeah, I don't care about you, but the listener...
Do it for them.
Do it for them.
Can I do it for the P1?
I mean, I would if I could.
Yeah.
P1, baby.
If I could get my chair over a jump rope, I would be out there no problem.
Okay. I can do this for the P1. Will I do it? Probably not.
What about a side stage?
My official statement.
What about not during Time Waster, because you don't like the bright lights.
Yeah.
But just during commercial breaks.
Yeah, like whenever, you know...
They're doing like the beer stein hold contest. Just me jump roping on Friday.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Doing some rump humps.
Instead of an AMA, we could just have you on that stage.
We'll have you on one stage as the tickets rope warrior doing that. And then we'll have Deddy being the grope warrior just feeling up V1s on the other stage.
Down in the women's bathroom.
Well, everyone's going to be on my side. No one's going to want to support that
publicly.
He's
going to be like a carnival worker and guessing girls' bra sizes by just smelling them.
Can we switch?
So he's the grope warrior, but his power is to smell their bra sizes?
Well, that's how good he is.
That doesn't make sense.
We're just spitballing here, dude.
Yeah.
I'll commit to Deddy being the grope warrior.
No, you got to commit to you. We'll worry about Deddy being the grope warrior. He's not going to do it.
He's not going
to
do it.
I'm going to commit at a time of my choosing. I'll commit
to
you.
What the hell does
that mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyways, that's Ham Radio.
He was holding that over for a whole week.
Yeah, we didn't get to this last week. That sucks.
Yay!